Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023. Stand up for your country. Financial markets getting shaky. You may remember about 6 months ago, might have been 8 months, I told you that I'm not buying any more stocks. Now, I can't give you financial advice because that would be unethical, but I can tell you what I'm doing. So way back in the first part of 2023, I saw this coming because President Biden's such a weak leader. So now, and we're going to give you the specifics a little bit later on in the program, you got to be very, very careful. OK, it's not a time to speculate. It's not a time to guess because, boy, oh, boy. And I mean this, it's a cliche, but anything could happen. OK, the talking points memo tonight is what happened this morning involving Hunter Biden. He pleaded not guilty to gun crimes at the federal level. So he's charged with false statement and purchase of a firearm, false statement related to information required to be kept by federal firearms dealers, possession of a firearm by a person who's addicted. And he said, no, I didn't do it. Of course he did it. We all know that he did it because he pled guilty to it in the first plea bargain. So how could he do it then, but now he didn't do it? This is our justice system. So what's going to happen now is that Hunter Biden is going to plea it down. He's not going to go to jail. But that'll happen. But in the meantime, he'll be charged with tax crimes as well. Now, the Justice Department has to do that because it's been embarrassed beyond all measure because it tried to sneak this by and it was caught. Merrick Garland is so ridiculous. I didn't report him on 60 Minutes. It was just absurd. I'm sitting there going, is this the chief justice officer in the country, this man? My God. Anyway, so Hunter Biden, everybody knows he's a grifter. There isn't anybody in the country that doesn't know he's a grifter, including his mother and his father. They know he's a grifter. This is going to play out in a very interesting way. 13 months from now, we'll be voting for president. It looks like Trump will be the Republican nominee. I can't see any of the challengers beating him at this juncture. Now, Trump being Trump, anything could happen at any time. Okay, so you got to keep that in mind. But the primary is held tomorrow. Trump sweeps him. He's the nominee. Biden, I don't believe, will be the nominee on a Democratic side. And there are two reasons: his health, mental and physical, and Hunter. So let me make my case here. In 2014, Hunter Biden was gifted a $142,000 car by a guy from Kazakhstan. So he got a $142,000 automobile. It's a gift. He gets the car and he trades it for an upscale Porsche car, which he's driving around Delaware and Washington, D.C. His father has to know he's got that car because President Biden's a car aficionado. He's got the Corvette. He's got to know that Hunter's got an ultra expensive car. How? How? Okay, that's number one. This is right before your eyes, okay? So then over the years, Hunter Biden takes 15 trips, 15, on Air Force Two, the vice presidential jet. They go all over the world, he and his dad. Asia, Europe, Mexico, Canada, all over the place, okay? When he shows up in China and Romania and Ukraine, Hunter Biden has meetings with people. Joe Biden doesn't ask about those meetings. If your son is traveling with you 15 times on a private jet, you don't ask him what he's doing. You don't ask him where he got the $150,000 car. It's impossible. Then, while this is all happening, Hunter Biden's a drug addict. You don't know that? So how can he be generating all of this business when he's a cocaine addict? Because if you were working for this money, you'd have to work your butt off for it. Couldn't be smoking cocaine every day. So Joe Biden absolutely knew what his son was doing. Maybe he didn't know the specifics of whatever grift was in play. That's possible, because Joe Biden's not a detail man. But he certainly knew that his son and his brother, Jim, were raking in the dough from overseas. So for Joe Biden to play dumb, nobody's buying that except for the liberal zealots who don't care. They're not buying it. They just don't care. Okay? So that is now in the mindset of the American voting public. You have a guy who's obviously infirmed, Joe Biden, and you have a guy who allowed his son and brother to run wild, accumulating tens of millions of dollars, and he knew. And he helped. Joe Biden helped with that. 15 trips on Air Force Two helps. Okay? That combination will doom Joe Biden for another term, in my opinion. And that's the memo. All right, now we get to the historic day in Congress and the House of Representatives, which most people don't even care about. Now, I misanalyzed this. I did not think Speaker of the House McCarthy was going to be booted, but he was. So the vote was 216 out, 210 stay. There are 444 congresspeople. Some were not in attendance, so that's why it didn't rise to 444. Eight Republicans voted to expel McCarthy as Speaker. No Democrats supported him. So what does this mean for you and the rest of the American people? It doesn't mean really that much concretely. McCarthy could apply for reinstatement, but I think it's more likely that someone like Congressman Scalise from Louisiana, the man who was shot at the softball game, he's popular among Republicans, and he might have a shot at it. But Congress will function. It's just that they need a leader to introduce bills and to control the House and the votes and all that. But this is a win for the Democratic Party because it creates chaos in the Republican Party. It was led by Matt Gaetz, you know, far-right congressman from Florida. And he and McCarthy despise each other. It was personal, but Mr. Gates has a view of the country that McCarthy felt was unrealistic, because you have to get some kind of detente between the two parties, and Gates will never be able to get any Democrats to ever support whatever he does. But he did today, because the Democrats, they don't like McCarthy. There's no loyalty there. But they said, okay, let's throw the hand grenade into the Republican Party, which they did. So the Republicans are weaker tonight than they were this morning. Now, why did I misanalyze? I'm usually right about these things. Number one, I figured that Gates would make a deal with McCarthy to not bring the vote to the floor. But as I said, they hate each other so much now. That didn't happen. Number two, I felt that it might be a few Democrats that might go over and say, look, McCarthy's done a pretty good job, and I thought he did. So I don't want to expel him because I might get somebody worse. But the Democratic Party is disciplined. They vote en bloc. Okay? That's what they do. And they won today. It's temporary. We'll have a new speaker. You know, I can't put a time frame on it, but it will not be long. So that's what happened in the House today, first time in American history.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Okay, back to President Biden. His schedule today is nothing. It's getting insulting now. You know, it really is. With all the problems we have in this country, and the man doesn't have anything on his public schedule, I'm insulted as an American citizen. I really am. So let's bring in a guy who has a new book out on Joe Biden called Breaking Biden, Exposing the Hidden Forces and Secret Money Machine Behind Joe Biden, His Family, and His Administration. Alex Marlowe is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News Network. He joins us now from Los Angeles. Full disclosure, Breitbart is conservative. It doesn't like Joe Biden at all. So people thinking about buying your book, you're coming at it from a point of view that this man is not good for the country. However, I read a lot of the book. It's a big book. And you document what you say pretty thoroughly, so it's not some screed. And I wondered, based upon what you know, Alex, if you agree with me that Joe Biden is not going to be the nominee in 24.
Hi, Bill. Thank you so much for having me again. Thanks a lot. It's really a pleasure to talk to you. Congrats on killing the witches. I thought your interview with Tucker was some of the best news content I've seen the whole year. So very great stuff. And I felt pretty inspired as an independent media guy myself. It feels good to be in company like yours. I think he's going to be the nominee. I think he's going to be the nominee overall. And the reason why is because he's wanted this his whole life. This goes back to before I could even find documentation, and thanks for noting how thorough I tried to be. There's very few greed, rage, all that, none of that's in the book. All the book is backed up with fact after fact, 1,600 citations and all. I want any political stripe to be able to pick it up and to get something out of the book, some entertainment value, some knowledge. Obviously, I have a perspective. I'm happy to share that, but that was not really the point of the book. The point was to take Joe Biden seriously and dive into his life, what motivates him, et cetera. And he's wanted to be president since he was a boy. And this has been repeated. He doesn't just want to be president. He wants to have a dynasty. He wants to be able to, that's why he bought a 10,000 square foot house, former DuPont mansion in Delaware. He eventually got out of it when he got a deal that was way above market rate from a bank executive who I believe had a vested interest in getting Joe Biden that money. But that was his plan. And that got upended when Bo Biden died of cancer, brain cancer, which was really tragic and tough to go through and learn all about. But overall, he's wanted this so bad, and he's made the moves to stabilize his base support, particularly the Democrat left, which is how he moved from sort of working class lunch bucket Joe to left wing guy. It's all about keeping that base engaged, which he's proven he's pretty adroit at doing it. And so the question is, who steps in his place? It's not going to be Pete Buttigieg or Kamala Harris this time. So who's out there? Maybe Gavin Newsom, but it seems like Gavin might be angling for being that heir to Biden, not necessarily taking over from him during this term right away. It should have been Bo, and Bo's not here.
Okay, but look, I had a mother who had significant mental problems at the end of her life. And I saw how fast she went down. I'm seeing the exact same thing with Joe Biden. 13 months away, the election. He's not going to get any better, Alex. He's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. So right now, the polls say 40% of Americans still would vote for him. And these are mostly, as you pointed out, devoted liberals. A lot of them depended on the government to give them money and stuff like that, which Biden, of course, will do. But I don't believe, and I know the Democratic infrastructure wants him out, because the Hunter Biden stuff's going to get worse. You may find a link to Joe Biden as far as cash gratuities to the Bidens from their son Hunter.
Yeah, it is definitely going to get worse, especially with the probes going on and a potential impeachment. All of this is going to open up a much more investigation into specifically Hunter, and this is not going to go well for Joe. But to your first point, before I put some more teeth by what I just said, the one thing about Joe's deteriorating mental health, and I certainly believe he's deteriorating, I pulled insane quotes from Joe throughout the book that he's been delivering his entire life since he was a boy. So he's always said insane things. He's always seemed like he's out of place from time to time. So this has gone on for a long time. It probably accelerated when he had two aneurysms in his brain during his first presidential run. And since then, it just seems like he's periodically lost. But he's been that way for a long time. And he's still president and executing way too much of his agenda that I'm comfortable with. But I do think, to your second point, it is going to get much worse for him. I broke a story today that's at Breitbart.com that your audience can check out of Hunter's involvement in the University of Delaware Biden Institute, which was described as Hunter's baby. The thing has been tied to China from the start. It was designed to bag cash for Joe Biden's family and for Joe Biden's friends who would eventually go into an administration. And this stuff is still happening. It's still ongoing. There's been no interest in digging into these things, even though they're literally called Hunter's baby. We don't have any answers as to Hunter's stake that he retains in a company known by Xi Jinping as the Dragon Head, which is a Chinese shipping conglomerate. We know that Hunter was involved, but he still retains an equity stake, as far as I can tell. We're going to get that information eventually, right, if you're allowed to investigate long enough.
Okay. So look, I mean, it's just a matter of opinion, but I'm going to stand by my opinion. He's not going to be the nominee. So do you believe that Joe Biden himself is a corrupt man? That means that he used his elected position, senator, VP, and now president, to amass money for his family. Do you believe he consciously did that?
Absolutely, I do. And I think that if you read the book, you'll be more convinced of it than ever. And you use the operative word, which is family. And somehow we on the right have fallen for some trick, which is that the family doesn't count or something. It does count. If this is the anatomy of a bribe bill, if the family is getting paid, and they're not just getting paid by China, they're getting paid by Kazakhstan, as you noted, they're getting paid by Ukraine. They're getting paid by entities around the world, from Jamaica to Costa Rica to Saudi Arabia. All of these places are tied into Biden business. Iraq and all of these places, the Bidens have no business doing any business there at all. And yet they are, one after the next, and they keep coming up with new creative ways to use the family name to make money. And Joe puts family first always. It is one thing that comes through beyond any semblance of a doubt. When you read the book, the thing he cares about most is protecting his family and elevating his family.
All right. So
and
you
that's
do,
what his family
you believe
was up to.
That he consciously broke the law because it is against the law to use your elected position to enrich your family. There are a lot of statutes. And that's where this impeachment inquiry is going, by the way. They may not have or get the direct gratuity flowing into Joe Biden's bank account or, you know, Hunter Biden paying his bills. They may not get that, but they're certainly going to get that Vice President Biden, up till the present moment, president, has used his power and authority to enrich his family, which is against the law.
The clearest example is the Burisma example. It's the most obvious one, but it's because it's all right out there for us. Hunter gets hired on $1 million a year, energy company, and in Ukraine. He knows nothing about energy. He knows nothing about Ukraine. They submit that they're unsatisfied with this prosecutor looking into the company. They follow up and say, hey, we got to get this prosecutor out. And then Joe Biden fires the prosecutor. We've also learned from recent FOIA revelations that the State Department thought the prosecutor was doing a good job. And Joe Biden defied our own State Department, Barack Obama's State Department, in order to fire the prosecutor. Meanwhile, yeah. Hunter's getting paid all this money. This is all plain as day, and Joe admitted it.
Final question for you. And again, the book is named Breaking Biden. It is by Alex Marlowe. You can get it anywhere. Do you believe that the House of Representatives, the three committees, has enough investigative sophistication? It's like I would have already called the Secretary of State, who was okay with the prosecutor or Burisma, okay, or the Undersecretary of State, whoever's on the record. I would have already called that person in front of the Oversight or the Ways and Means Committee to get their testimony. I don't know whether these men and women are qualified enough to do this kind of a sophistication. What do you think?
Personally, I'm with you. I remain negative on this until proven otherwise. There's just no credibility in Washington to solve these problems. But to play devil's advocate, I suppose if I was in charge of the investigation, if I was looking into a mafioso type family, I would start with the lower end people and then I would move up and get the bosses at the end. That's how I guess I would probably do it.
So if it turns out well, that's
going to be it.
That's a fair point. All right, Alex, good luck with the book. Thanks for helping us out tonight. We really appreciate it.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, let's go to Donald Trump. He showed up in court again today. Civil case went over it in depth yesterday in New York City. Trump today called the trial a scam. I have made my feelings about this quite clear. I don't know why the attorney general of my state, New York, would do this other than politics because she hates Trump. It's not protecting me, spending millions of dollars of New York taxpayer money. But I'm not being threatened here because there was no complaint by anybody filed against Trump. Everybody was happy. The banks were happy. Everybody was happy. So why are we doing this? There you go. Let's go to trans. You know, this trans stuff is interesting. Infinitesimal is the number of people who want to change their genders. But the progressive left has seized on that to build up this persecution of trans people. All right. I don't know why they picked it. It's not working out well for Bud Light. It's not working out well for a whole bunch of people who have embraced this. I did not know that the states of Tennessee and Kentucky passed a law that says, all right, minors cannot, under the penalty of law, receive medical procedures to change gender. So if a doctor or even a parent is giving hormones or anything like that, operations to a minor under 18 to change their gender, person can be prosecuted. So, of course, it was challenged right away. And U.S. Court of Appeals, Circuit Judge Jeffrey Sutton in charge, said, no, states can regulate this. So they threw the appeal out. And Sutton said, quote, the government has the power to reasonably limit the use of drugs. If that's true for adults, it is surely true for their children. So you have to take drugs to change your gender. That's what the state of Tennessee and Kentucky are banning. Very interesting case there. More states now will do that. Not liberal states. Illinois, one of the most liberal states in the union with the worst governor in the United States, J.B. Pritzker. JB. Let's see JB. There he is. JB. Doesn't he look like a sheriff that may be south of the Mason-Dixon line? Hey, JB. Anyway, he's mad because the migrants are coming to Chicago. He writes to President Biden. Unfortunately, the welcome and the aid Illinois has been providing to these asylum seekers has not been matched with support by the federal government. Most critically, the federal government's lack of intervention and coordination at the border. It's created an untenable situation for Illinois, unquote. That letter went out yesterday. So JB doesn't say what everybody knows, that Biden opened that border because of people like JB and Hochul in New York and Newsom in California. They want an open border. I got a great message of the day tomorrow on this. I hope you... Every morning, you should go to BillO'Reilly.com. It's free. You don't have to sign up for anything. Read the message of the day. So I was on News Nation last night. And by the way, JB says Illinois has spent $330 million so far caring for the migrants who are here. $330 million. Now, the people of Illinois, they can't be taxed anymore. You can't tax those people anymore out there. It's up to here. Okay. So I go on News Nation last night, and this is a topic. Roll the tape.
I have to give you credit, though, really, and go back in time as you have talked
about. Thank you.
About this,
I mean, I was.
We
look.
No, you were. And we got a clip of it from 2015. Take a listen.
The left wants open borders, no restrictions on those who come here, no detention, no physical barrier, no deportation proceedings, unless a serious crime other than illegal entry is committed. And if you disagree with that, you are promoting an anti-immigrant police state.
Okay, so that was 8 years ago I said that. And Leland Vittard, who used to work at Fox, now is at News Nation, gave me credit for being perspicacious, word of the day. But I knew I was take a genius to figure this out. You can't allow millions and millions and millions of people here, mostly poor, and not disrupt the entire country. It's impossible. All right, so now... The progressives like J.B. Pritzker and Hochul and Newsom and the Massachusetts governor, all of them. No, oh, no, no. Now you got to reimburse. Hey, you're the people who allowed Biden to do this. And one final thing. And I've said this before, but it's worth repeating. Biden could stop this tomorrow, today, if somebody could wake him up from his nap. All right. Sign an executive order that suspends all asylum requests for a year. until we get this thing under control. That means anybody coming across the border, asks for asylum, goes right back to Mexico or Canada. Very few coming from Canada. Turn them right around. You're not coming in. You can't do it. We're not processing those claims. Why won't Biden do that? Because he doesn't care. Smart Life. All right, we talked about this top program. So the stock market since August 1st is down about 2,500 points. 2,500 points. This is the Dow. Brutal. Why? Because of the political uncertainty. So Trump looks like he's going to get the nomination now, despite all of the cases against him. And Biden is in deep, deep trouble. Once you have that system, foreign investors, because all over the world people invest in the U.S. stock market, pull back. So I gave you good advice at the beginning of this year. I said, and I cannot directly give you financial advice, again, not buying stocks, not doing it. Now, I hold some stock, about 20% of my portfolio, and I have mutual funds, as any responsible investor would. I'm holding on to those because it's going to be painful for the next 12 months, but they'll go back up again. Stocks will go back up again. We don't know when, but it will happen. And that's the historical cycle since the Great Depression. But if you sell, then you lose and you're not going to recoup. That's what I'm doing, not telling you to do that. But this is bad. And this is going to be another factor into the Biden reelection campaign. Bidenomics, it's a joke. But it's not a funny joke. Because a lot of people, particularly older people, their retirement funds are tied into the stock market. And we're getting killed here because we have an incompetent president and a challenger, Mr. Trump, who is volatile. I think that's fair.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. UK. So I'm going over to UK soon. I'll tell you about it tomorrow. And the Secretary of Education over there, it's a woman named Gillian Keegan, and she has announced that students in the United Kingdom will not be allowed to have cell phones in the classrooms or in their breaks. She says it's devastating the kids. The smartphones are devastating the kids. Which they are. So they're going to be banned for school children in Great Britain. Now, will that happen here? Biden never do it in a million years, ever. But say you got a conservative president, would he ban, Department of Education ban? You can't here because our system is different than UK. You could only ban anything in districts that receive federal money. The states could ban them, and the states should. As a former high school teacher, you got those cell phones in the classroom, those kids aren't learning anything. Okay? So if the government tried it, the ACLU would come in and up. But it's what they're doing in the UK. This day in history, 69 years ago, October 3rd, 1954, a television program debuted. Roll the tape.
I'm talking about the dance, bud.
Dance? What dance?
The dance you're going to.
You know about it?
Yes. Your mother and I are going to be there, too.
You're going to be there?
Now, there's no reason to be embarrassed about it. And as far as you're taking Marcia is concerned...
You know about her, too?
Yes, and we all feel it.
Great jumping jeepers!
Father knows best. Of course, father knows best. But anyway, remember that? Now, some people who aren't at a certain age, that was 69 years ago. So this sitcom lasted till 1958. No, that CBS picked it up, 1960. Lasted 6 years, 203 episodes. All right, it aired on all three networks. First, it was on CBS. They canceled it. NBC picked it up. They canceled it. Then it got back to CBS. So why I'm telling you about this is that was the first sitcom, again, 1954, that celebrated the nuclear family. And it was, look, I remember watching it. And then I would say to my father, why can't you be more like Mr. So-and-so, Robert Young? Okay. Why, you know, he's so measured. He's never yelled. He never yelled. Robert Young never yelled. No. And the mother never yelled. Jane Wyatt never yelled. And the three kids were, pretty well behaved. I mean, it was no angst. But then Leave It to Beaver came on. And then, you know, the 60s sitcoms and on and on and on. Oh, we have them today. Still have them today. But it was a landmark in television because TV was new back then. And it brought in family life, unrealistic family life. I mean, my family was not like that. I mean, the mother and father knows best had a dress on all the time. It's like, oh, wait, my mother dressed nicely, but she wasn't wearing a gown for dinner when we were having tuna. But anyway, I do remember the program. And I knew, by the way, that my father wasn't liking that. And I just give him a little jab. So the three kids, Eleanor Donahue, she's 86, she's still alive. Billy Gray, who you saw in the clip, he's 85, still alive, lives in California, as does Eleanor. Lauren Chapin, we don't know where she lives. She's 78, but she is still alive. There you go. Okay, so we are going to give you the mail, and then a final thought. I have a tip for President Trump. I have a tip for him and a final thought right back. Let's go to the mail. Gary, Matt Gaetz is trying to hold McCarthy to the promises he made to become speaker, which he is not doing. You know, you got to give all of these leadership positions a little time, in my opinion. I think McCarthy wants to do what's best for the country, but you've got to be realistic about things. Gaetz isn't, in my opinion. He's a bomb thrower. Lisa, Mr. O, I hardly contribute to the economy for the above reasons. I cook pretty much every night, pack leftovers for lunch. Our grocery bill is outrageous. You know, look, I want a consumer revolt, Lisa. I don't want you to be in a hardship. And I want you to be smart about, you know, what you buy and what you don't buy. But I told everybody yesterday, when I walk into a deli and order chicken with rice soup and a guy says it's $14, I walk out of the deli. I'm not a sap, S-A-P. Anna, concierge, remember, I totally agree. Prices for clothing and shoes are already extremely high. It's mostly junk. I never go to the coffee places. I make my own coffee. I'm telling you, you're on my wavelength, Anna. The $6 coffees, why don't you just set your money on fire? Okay? I sit there, I'm just amazed. And in my area, these gourmet coffee places, packed. Packed. Here, take my money. Okay. Kim, too many parents are having to quietly tell their children to put things back because they can't afford more than the basics. Four nice-sized apples can easily set you back $12. I'm sorry about that. But, you know, if you shop around, you can find what you want for a reasonable amount of money. But you have to do the research. You have to look. Lynn Backus, Star Valley Ranch, Wyoming. One of my favorite states, Wyoming. Nobody there. Beautiful state. Finally, someone with clout, O'Reilly, like you, has hit the nail. Having owned and operated a successful business, I realize there are extenuating factors that arise. It seems excessive greed, one of the seven deadly sins, is now one of them. Greedy businesses, you know, I'm not doing it. Carrie Phillips, Madera, California. I'm with you, Bill. Business would continue to rip us off at skyrocketing prices as long as people are dumb enough to pay it. Consumer revolt. I'm going to lead the charge because we have so much good holiday stuff really marked down so you can afford it and give nice gifts. So it can be done. Court Miller, Mahopac, New York. You mentioned the no-spin news about First Lady Edith Wilson taking over for President Woodrow Wilson for 17 months. Is there any protection today from that happening again? Wouldn't happen again today. So you have reporting from the White House physician. He's compelled to report. It's a he. All right. On the president's condition. Has to issue a report. Didn't have that back in 1919. Also, you have a White House press corps on the grounds of the White House. And so it couldn't happen today. You couldn't hide a malady like that, a stroke, today. Eileen Solomito, Fairfield, Connecticut. How long will your show in New York State of Mind be on October 27th? We'd like to know for planning purposes. Well, I'm glad you're coming, Eileen. We're doing a show at the Paramount Theater in Huntington, Long Island. Almost sold out, but they did put some front row seats in because they reconfigured the arena so you can get right up close and personal if you want to see it. 2 hours, 15, 20 minutes. That show length with a brief intermission included in the 2 hours, 20 minutes. So it's not going to be a late night. It'll be a funny night. I'm going to tell you all about my upbringing just miles away from the Huntington Theater. So Ticketmaster, BillO'Reilly.com, and the Paramount has tickets waiting for you, real close tickets. Peter Friedman, Culve, C-U-L-V-E. I don't think I've been to Culve, California. Could you please write just a good book instead of a great book? I started Killing the Witches last night at 7, was up until 2 a.m. Had to get up at 6:30 to open my business. Well, I hope it was worth it, Peter. You're smarter today than you were yesterday. But I know witches is one of those reads that you start hard to stop. And then it's a good Halloween book. So maybe you're watching a low light. So Fall Madness is still in play on BillO'Reilly.com, but we're going to have to knock that off pretty soon. Killing the Legends, Killing the Killers, any mug of your choice, $42.95. So here we go. I mean, that's three gifts. If you've already read Legends and Killers, you pick up three gifts for $42. And these are gifts that people are going to like. So that's what we're going to try to We have the United States of Trump in any polo shirt for $49.95. Polos are just made in the USA. I think they're made in the USA. I believe they are. But really good. Good. Last you the rest of your life. And if you want to know about Trump, this is not a love Trump book. It's not a hate Trump book. It's a here he is book. Word of the day, do not be bovine. Brand new word, B-O-V-I-N-E. I think it might be bovine. But it's either bovine or bovine. You don't want to be that. Writing to me, bill@billo'reilly.com. bill@billo'reilly.com. Name in town. If you wish to opine. Back with the final thought, I have some advice for Donald Trump. Okay, let's go to the final thought. Donald Trump angry about his circumstance, no question about it. And here is his theme. Go.
Is just a continuation of the most disgusting witch hunt in the history of our country.
The documents, whole thing is a witch hunt. It's a disgrace.
This is a continuation of the single greatest witch hunt of all time. It's a witch hunt. It's a disgrace.
Now, I've asked a person close to Donald Trump, when he says it's a witch hunt, to hold up killing the witches. What a great promotion that would be. I sent him a bunch of copies. Look, just hold the book up. It'll make your point for you. All right? Killing the witches. And it really about that. It's about the abuse of the judicial system back in 1692. No due process, none of that. Accusations, conviction. And then in the book, we zip it right up to the modern times. We don't do politics, but we do personal stories, regular folks. An ESPN sportscaster was covering a Serena Williams match. We have this in the book. And this was courtesy of reporting by Phil Mushnick of the New York Post. And he said in the body of his analysis on the tennis match that Miss Williams is using guerrilla tactics, like guerrilla warfare, hit and run. Well, a New York Times stringer said he was calling Serena Williams a gorilla, and that was racist. ESPN fired the man. Fired him. He had a heart attack and almost died a short time later. He's never, ever been got an apology, nothing. Whole life ruined. What's the difference beside the rope around the neck between Salem in 1692 and America in 2023? That's the worthiness of killing the witches. Thank you very much for watching and listening to us today. We'll see you again tomorrow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.